Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. McDonald's and KFC in China say they have stopped using meat from a supplier in Shanghai, while authorities investigate a report that it sold expired beef and chicken. China's official news agency today says that government officials suspended the operations of Shanghai Husi, owned by Aurora, Illinois-based OSI Group, after local media reported it was selling meat products beyond their shelf life to McDonald's, KFC, and Pizza Hut. A representative for OSI Group confirmed that the company is under investigation, but declined to comment further. Food safety is a concern in China, where foodborne illness and food adulteration are common occurrences. McDonald's has more than 2,000 outlets in China. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. Also going out the door this morning is export sales of 135,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for delivery to unknown destinations during the 2014-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,957 is down 75 points. The NASDAQ 39.19 down 11. And the S&P 500 is 1964, and it is down 7 points. Joining us now live with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another beautiful summer day starting off across the Midwest. We have light and variable winds in the heart of the region, but on the western fringes of the Corn Belt, we've got southerly winds and temperatures still above 70 degrees, and that is indicative of the big warm-up that's going to take place as we move out through this next two-day period. It's going to get very warm to hot across portions of the western Corn Belt. We'll look for temperatures getting high into the 90s, perhaps over 100 degrees near and west of the Missouri River. This will include portions of western Missouri tomorrow and Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota both today and tomorrow. Portions of southwestern Iowa may also see temperatures getting up close to 100 with readings mostly in the upper 90s. But that is as far to the east as we're going to go with the heat. The ridge of high pressure responsible for the heat is going to backtrack to the west, and as it does that, it's going to allow for, again, an open door for cooler air to come into the Midwest from Canada, and this will be another repeat of the cool weather we've had here recently. Now, it won't be as cold later this week as it has been across the Midwest here recently, but temperatures will have a little bit of a milder bias. We'll see some 70, 80-degree temperatures returning back to a part of the region as we get into the weekend coming up and on into the first part of next week. Until then, though, we will see some more summer-like conditions across the region. Certainly Tuesday and Wednesday of this week will be warmest across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, with readings getting up into the 80s and lower to a few middle 90s. But again, most of the warmest readings will be in the western parts of the region. We are going to see a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity occurring across the Midwest as well, and that is likely to help put icing on our cake for a lot of our crop development across the region. We're expecting to see the precipitation come in waves, and it will likely impact many areas across the Midwest at one time or another, but it looks as though the majority of the rains will probably be light, running from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch. But that's about all we really need in order to maintain the favorable conditions that are present across the region. Now, a few pockets are going to see a firmer soil as we move forward through the forecast period, but I still believe that eventually showers and thunderstorms will come back even to those drier pocketed areas. So the bottom line still is very favorable for most of the Midwest crop areas, as well as the U.S. Delta and the southeastern states, even portions of the plains. Now, the heat that we talked about is going to be more focused on the Great Plains for a while, so most of those areas will see 90 and temperatures over 100 degrees occurring fairly often over the coming week, but there will be some showers and thunderstorms there as well. Rain totals over the coming week across the Midwest will run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch. There will be some localized amounts getting upwards to an inch and a half. I think we can look for something similar to that occurring again next week. So the bottom line is still going to be quite favorable for the majority of our crops across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 625 and a quarter, down 8.5. December, 637, down 8.75. Soft December wheat, 525 and three quarters, down 6.5. December, 549 and three quarters, down 6.5. September corn, 364 and a quarter, down 7. December, 371 and a half, down 7. July of 15, 399 and a half, down 7. August soybeans, 1178 and a quarter, up 1.5. November, 1075, down 10 and a quarter. August soybean meal, 380.60, up 30 cents. August soybean oil, 36.40, down 17 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks much for asking. So we look at the charts and we see corn to its lowest level in nearly 4 years, and it gapped lower again overnight. Soybeans in the November contract also gapping lower again overnight. Nothing in the forecast suggests anything close to threatening weather. So how much longer the free fall occur?
Well, I think that's a good question. You're right. We did gap lower on corn here this morning, so into some new contract lows once again here this morning. And like you said, nothing really on the forecast that causes any concern for the trade right now. Going to warm up here for a couple of days, but that results in some cooler weather coming by the end of the week, another chance of rain here midweek for most parts of Illinois. Nothing heavy, but a little more precip in the forecast here. For midweek here, and really, and you look at the two-week forecast, no really signs of extreme heat here, and that'll take us to the first weeks of August here for the most part. Crop ratings this afternoon, you know, expected to be a little bit better on corn and maybe steady to a touch better on soybeans, so hard to believe that a 76% good to excellent rating for the nation can get a little bit better, but the trade continues to associate that with the crop getting bigger. So that continues to lead to more downside here this morning.
And then the latest CFTC report shows that non-commercials, that's the speculator crowd, finally got themselves net short in soybeans. There's still over 100,000 contracts net long, though, in corn.
Yeah, and that's still the concerning part for corn. And we've talked about this in the past, Dave, where, you know, there's still some length to be shed there. For on the corn side, and until that gets probably a little closer to net even, there could be some possibility for some more downside head here. So it'll be interesting to see what the funds want to do here. Seasonally, you know, September corn has a tendency to kind of put a low in here the late part of July, so we'll see what that time frame means here as we move forward. But really, with the funds still got some length to shed here, that really does open some more downside potential up here as we move forward, Dave.
So what is the downside potential look in your mindset?
Well, I think 350 to 360 is probably an area that you got to kind of watch here on the Dease corn. That's probably, you know, psychologically and just kind of a round number standpoint, that would be a number that we look forward to see if we can kind of bottom out there. I think obviously oversold still, so we're due for a bounce. And one thing to look forward to is see if we can pick up some additional export demand here as we continue to move lower, and that might help forge a little bit of a bottom here as we move into the last part of July here, Dave.
And your mindset on the soybeans lower?
Yeah, I think we still got some downside potential on November soybeans. I think domestically and worldwide, there's just going to be too many beans to go around here as we move forward. And we are seeing some interest in Chinese buying some new crop beans, as the last few weeks have shown. So that might help put in a little bit of a bottom. But I think, you know, if you look at carryout levels for both domestically and worldwide, there's just going to be too many beans around, especially if the weather continues to cooperate like it has been as we move into August, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Aaron Curtis in MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn, 363.5, down 7.75. December, 371.25, down 7.25. August soybeans, 11.78.25, up 1.5. November, 10.73.5, down 11.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.